Title: Using Hybrid Reverb for Huge Spaces Advanced. All right, let's build huge cinematic spaces in Ableton Live for drama and bass without turning your drop into soup. This lesson is all about hybrid reverb, and specifically why it's such a cheat code for DNB and Jungle. Because it's not just a reverb, it's two reverbs in one. On the convolution side, you're getting place. Realistic early reflections, the sense that a snare actually happened in a room, a chamber, a hall. That first bit of time, roughly the first 150 milliseconds, is where your brain decides how big the space is and where the sound sits. On the algorithmic side, you're getting tail, the long, controllable, wide, modulated sustain that can feel infinite and expensive. The advanced mindset here is, reverb is not just wetness. Reverb is arrangement, groove, and depth layering. We're going to build multiple distances so the track feels 3D even when the huge tail is barely happening. By the end, you'll have three return tracks, a tight drum room for punch and glue, a huge space for cinematic moments, and a shimmer top return that adds air to hats and breaks without mud. And then we'll add ducking, so the reverb breathes with the kick and snare instead of fighting them. Let's do it. First, set up your DNB style workflow, returns, not inserts. In Ableton, create three return tracks. You can use A, B, and C. Rename them A, drum room, B, huge space, C, shimmer top. Quick reason why: returns let you share one space across the whole drum group, automate sends for fills and transitions, and process the reverb separately with EQ, compression, saturation, whatever you need. That last part is massive. Reverb usually needs its own mix processing. Now return A, drum room, tight size, big punch. On return A, drop this chain, hybrid reverb, EQ 8, glue compressor, and optionally, a saturator very lightly at the end. Open hybrid reverb and set the mix to 100%, because it's a return. Turn convolution on. Pick a small studio or drum room style IR. You're not looking for epic here. You're looking for believable early reflections that give your snare and tops a physical space. Set the convolution decay somewhere around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, short and controlled. Now turn algorithmic on as well, but keep it subtle. Set algorithmic decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, size around 20 to 35%, and modulation low, like 0 to 10%. This is a room, not a wash. Now the first huge DNB secret, pre-delay. Set pre-delay to about 12 to 25 milliseconds. Here's what that does. It buys you time. Your snare transient hits clean first, then the room answers. Without pre-delay, the reverb starts immediately and softens the punch. With pre-delay, you get impact and depth at the same time. If you want to get extra nerdy and musical about it at 174 BPM, a great anchor is about 21.6 milliseconds, which is basically a 1/64 note. Another anchor is about 43 milliseconds, around a 1/32 note. Those values tend to sit in the groove really naturally for snare-focused spaces. You don't have to lock it perfectly, but those are amazing starting points. Now after hybrid reverb, at EQ 8, high pass the reverb return at about 200 to 350 Hz. Don't be shy. This is a return. You are not trying to reverberate your low end. Then listen for boxiness. If it sounds like cardboard, do a small dip around 400 to 800 Hz. And if cymbals get harsh, you can gently shelf down above 10 kHz. Or leave it brighter if your track needs that sparkle, but make that decision deliberately. Now add glue compressor after EQ. This is your tuck the room under the transient move. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your snare channel or your drum group. Set attack around 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 100 to 250 milliseconds. Ratio 2:1 and aim for maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. What you're doing is making the reverb get out of the way right on impact, then bloom immediately after. It's one of the cleanest ways to keep rollers punchy while still sounding like they're in a place. Send usage for drum room. Snare usually somewhere like -12 to -6 dB send to taste. Top and hat loops maybe -18 to -10. Kick usually none, unless you want that old school roomy break vibe. All right, return B. Huge space. Massive tail, controlled. On return B, build this chain. Hybrid reverb. EQ 8 compressor for sidechain ducking, utility for width management and general control. Optional. Echo before the reverb if you want a subtle pre-verb smear. Let's start with hybrid reverb. Mix at 100%. Pre-delay here is bigger, 25 to 45 milliseconds. And again, you can align this musically, At 174 BPM, around 43 milliseconds is that 1/32 note feel. It's a sweet spot for snare speaks, space answers, especially when you're going for dramatic moments. Now convolution. Pick a hall or large chamber IR. This matters a lot, because convolution is the early reflection character. Chambers tend to give you dense early energy that stays punch-friendly. Halls are more spread and softer, sometimes less defined. Plates are bright and forward, often amazing on snares and top layers. If your snare loses bite even with pre-delay, don't immediately reach for EQ. Swap the IR first. That early reflection signature is often the real problem. Set convolution decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. If the IR is gigantic, reduce it. DNB needs space, but it also needs tempo clarity. Now algorithmic. This is where we go big. Decay anywhere from 4 to 8 seconds. Size 60 to 90%. Modulation 10 to 25% for width and motion. If you hear fizzy harshness in the tail, use damping or darken the color slightly. In heavy DNB especially, a darker tail reads as huge without stepping on the snare crack. Now EQ8 after the reverb, and this is non-negotiable in DNB. High pass at about 250 to 450 HC, and go steeper if needed. If the snare spits or gets aggressive in a bad way, dip around 2 to 4 KHC. If tails get fizzy, shelf down from 8 to 10 KHC. Or, if you want that cinema air, you can gently shelf up at 12 KHC, but only after you've cleaned the low end properly. This audio version is shortened for playback.